Dude,
and by sky, you mean banks.
It's not good. To the money, in regards to the monies,
it's not good.
So, yeah, to give you an example of part of the problem, AIG, who is the biggest owner of securities on the planet, just posted a quarterly loss of, I don't remember what it was, like.
Was it like $60 billion, was it, or something?
Yeah, in the tens of billions of dollars. This is a company who the American taxpayers just gave 150 of the bailout dollars to, and
right,
who will
right.
probably get another $30 billion. But the reason that it's so
right.
important to keep AIG afloat is because it's one of these main players that has tentacles all over the world, and if it falls, like, a big chunk of many countries' economies are going to fall right with it. So
right.
This prevailing
I think
philosophy
Ron Paul's
that
more right on some of this stuff than people give him credit for.
Oh yeah, well so is Nader. I mean,
yeah,
it's the same.
They're like, you need to let it collapse. Why make these banks that don't work? Why give them more money to not work?
Right, and why reward? I mean,
like I thought we were talking about being capitalist. You'd let them collapse.
It's like that guy Santinelli that was on C-SPAN that was ranting and raving, saying on the Chicago Board of Trade, who was saying, "Oh, we're gonna have another Boston Tea Party, but we're gonna have it in Chicago. We're rewarding bad behavior by bailing out all these bad mortgages, and this is terrible." And it's like, dude, we're rewarding bad behavior by bailing out the banks. I mean, everybody. I mean,
it's bad behavior across the board. That's what frustrates most Americans that don't have these problems.
Exactly.
Like you as a guy who has a mortgage, you would be glad if you didn't have to be in your mortgage right now. But
hell
you
yeah,
are.
I would. Are you kidding me?
But you're paying it, so it's the people
yes.
who do what they're supposed to do that get penalized than the people
right.
who don't. Yeah.
Right.
Well, the problem is, though, that, like, the way that the infrastructure has been, like, centered for so long around these gigantic multinational Uber banks that sell and package gigantic, huge amounts of debt, like, it's not like watching any other normal company fall. It's
right.
because this
right.
these collapses touch everybody in the world because
well,
it's a global economy and like
well,
it could render everybody's money useless. You know what
Josh,
I mean?
Well, I have two banks right now, two different banks I have accounts at. One is Monroe Bank, which is a local bank.
Mm-hmm.
Not where I am anymore, but a local bank.
Yeah.
And then I have a First California, I think, which is a community bank here, too. They're super small. They only do local loans and stuff. That's the banks that exist. Those are the banks that should be around. Like,
right.
that's the sort of bank everybody should put their money in. You have the same FDIC protection. They don't do these crazy international buy shares of mortgages stuff. They're actually doing mortgages, you know. I don't know. It just makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
But all that becomes moot if, like, there's an economic collapse across the board because money starts to not be worth the same. You know, like in Iceland. Where
thing, right?
The meltdown, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing is all these banks are interconnected. And the reason all this stuff keeps happening and getting worse and worse is they were selling these like crazy like future
repackaged
like,
and repackaged debt
credit and the credit default swaps
and
all these things that were like basically this is a bet that this company will never go out of business and
abstract instruments of leverage
and guess what happens when those
if you look
companies
at Europe's
go out of business?
Banking system right now.
Yeah.
They're getting, like, England's banking system is hit worse than we are.
Oh, Europe is
They didn't have half the regulations we had on
Europe
some of that stuff.
Europe is in bad shape. Europe is in really bad shape.
And Eastern Europe is even worse shape than Western Europe, and Eastern Europe's trying to get money from Western Europe, and they're like, go fuck yourself.
Right.
Like, what?
Right.
No.
Have you seen our shit? You know what I mean?
Do we look like we have extra money?
Right. Exactly.
So that's going down. I mean, that's going to – I mean, I still think that's going to – we haven't hit the bottom yet. I don't know what the bottom looks like, but it's not there yet. It's still going down. Well, Obama is president at the worst time possible in our history, probably.
Right, right. Well, we got to –
Well, no, he's
– Stimulus money.
He's going to have that Lincoln shit. It's going to be that Lincoln shit. If you're the president during the shitty times, then history says, like, that guy was a fucking good president.
Yeah, right. I'll insert something here about Lincoln and about what's the book, the shit cabinet or whatever of enemies, or what's the book about Lincoln that
Obama's
been reading how Lincoln took in all these people and it was bipartisan
opposition.
Team of Rivals, that's what it's called.
Team of Rivals.
Cornel West had an interesting point on that. He said, you know, I support Barack Obama. And one of the great things he said about Barack Obama was he talked to him and he said, I'm going to, if you get elected, I'm going to break dance that night. And when I wake up in the next morning, I'm going to be your biggest critic.
That's awesome.
I thought that was really cool. But he said, what the fuck was I talking about?
Cornel West.
Breakdance.
Yeah, but before that, what were we talking about?
I don't have my TiVo remote.
Obama.
Oh wait, here it is.
What was the subject we were talking about before though?
I thought we were just talking about Obama.
We were talking about
the bank collapse.
I think it's officially too late now.
Yeah, I think it is.
In every possible way.
I'll think of it here in a second.
All right.
There's a gigantic power vacuum in the Republican Party. They don't know what the fuck they're doing. Apparently, they're following Rush Limbaugh for the time being anyway.
Folks.
Even though their new
and that 9-year-old
African-American
kid.
RNC leader chief said that Rush Limbaugh was a quote-unquote entertainer.
Today,
and then they had the Indian-American guy do the rebuttal. It's like, who do we have on our bench that is not white?
Rush Limbaugh today was calling Jake Tapper one of the guys that isn't in the butt boy bubble. He literally is calling all the media butt boys to Obama.
They're jackass.
Yeah. Butt boys.
Homophobia is hilarious.
Yeah. Butt boys. There you go. Rush Limbaugh, folks.
Rush doesn't have to worry about that.
Love that.
He doesn't have to worry about anybody going after his butt, I don't think.
Folks.
Oh, I remembered. Team of Rivals. So Cornel West was saying, the thing about Team of Rivals is, or what really happened was, a whole bunch of, it wasn't just the left and the right. It was like super progressives that got into Lincoln's ear. And if you're going to make the comparison, Barack Obama's not, that's not there really right now for him. He's not, not really to the left. He is the left. You know what I mean? Basically as far as it goes. I mean,
and think about what he's doing. He basically played the game. He said, okay, Republicans, I'm going to do all this stuff in the stimulus package to kiss your asses. Okay. Here's a bunch of tax cuts. Here's even more than you were even asking for. Here's a bunch of stuff that you didn't even think was coming. Look at this. And at first they were like, oh, wow, that's pretty cool. And then they decided, no, we're going to oppose it, right?
Yeah.
And ever since then, he's like, fine, I'm going hard left.
Fuck it.
Then. Yeah, yeah, I'm going to start listening to Move On. Why not? You guys aren't going to work with me? We're going to just ramp.
And Nancy Pelosi's like, you should be happy for what you have.
Yes.
Basically.
Which, exactly. And he probably is now. And they'll probably start rocking on some stuff. I think that some people are a bit disappointed about Iraq with the 50,000 thing, leaving force.
Is that how much we sold it for?
Daily Show was really good about that tonight, actually. Yeah.
That's 50,000 better than it, you know, it is now. But yeah, I agree. It's not to have it, such a gigantic force there in after 2010 is a little crazy, but we'll see. But there's a Republican thing. I think it's really interesting. There's a straw poll. Sarah Palin came in third.
They have no.
Mitt Romney came in first. Mitt Romney.
Vacuum.
I know.
They don't have any idea.
No.
I mean, somebody's just got to come out in the next couple of years. It's going to be fucking Mitch Daniels, man. Wait and see.
Oh, dude, I could see that, actually. I could totally see
Mitch Daniels?
Yeah.
Oh, he wants to be him.
Yeah.
That's
scary. Just like a normal dude.
That's
from
very
Midwest
scary.
Dude, man.
And he's going to be folksy, isn't he? He's going to be trying to be another... Oh, that's scary.
That'd be cool, though, if the next presidential race was between, like, Chicago and Indianapolis.
I'm sorry. I mean...
Or I guess Washington at that point, really.
Right. Bobby Jindal, by the way, you know, I think proved how anybody stacks up against Obama. I mean...
Well, they picked that dude. They picked him because he's of color. They picked him to be the rebuttal because he's...
Did you see the Kenneth
the Page? He's trying to be ethnic Republican.
You see the Kenneth the Page thing on Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah.
The what?
That's pretty funny.
Matt, there was a Kenneth the Page did a rebuttal. Kenneth the Page from 30 Rock did a rebuttal.
Oh, tonight?
It was on the same night. Actually, as that. It was on the very first Jimmy Fallon show, I think.
Oh, I watched that, I thought.
And,
it was Monday. Yesterday.
And they had Kenneth the Page doing a rebuttal, and it was amazing. He was dressed just
it
like
may
him.
Have been a web, one of those webisode things
maybe
that they had. They had like four
only,
or five of them.
I think it was webisode, because I wasn't on the show last night.
Maybe that's right.
Yeah. But, I mean, they sure didn't pick him because he sounds like he's on... fucking the Andy Griffith show or something, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
God, that's exactly what I'm saying.
I'm a really
Mayberry,
simple
man.
Dude.
Mayberry the whole
Did you
time.
See him on 60 Minutes? They're trying to make... They're going after Bush. They want some guy that sounds like he doesn't know anything.
Right. Whoa.
But another thing Cornel West talked about, this is officially the end of Reaganism. Like, it's done.
Yeah.
Not until
it's like,
now.
It doesn't work anymore.
Was it done?
Yeah.
I mean, that it extended until this far, and now it's over.
Right,
yeah.
It's, like, really fucked up.
Right. Well, and speaking
because
of...
Because even Sarah Palin's not really attached to Reaganism. She's just crazy.
Speaking of Jindal, did you guys see where he made up that whole story about Katrina?
Yeah, I did. That's cool.
What do you mean? I don't even
this is the same
story.
Fucker who's like, I don't need all the money. What? I don't want all this money.
Well, actually, he didn't make it up. He lied about it. That story, he overheard that story basically being told, and then he injected himself into it.
I'll repeat this part.
Yes.
The governor of Louisiana is turning down money.
It's like, we don't need roads or schools or... things to knock down rotting things or anything.
Yeah.
Right.
Or police
we got it.
Or...
We're cool.
Rat poison or anything.
Mold. Mold.
No doubt. No
mold.
Doubt.
Put bodies back underneath
wonder.
The ground.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucked up. So, Mexico. A lot of drug violence. Even way more than probably the last... not time and not fast when we were talking about drug violence.
Cops can't really
it's
do
been going on for a while. It's been going on for a while, and it's just getting worse and worse. Phoenix, Arizona is the highest... it's like the kidnapping capital of America now. Phoenix.
Really?
Wow. And that's totally
My godfather was a homicide detective there for a while.
That's
it's totally the drug violence spilling over. And all those border towns now, even the super safe ones, are on the travel alerts.
But out of Phoenix, it was meth. Like, that was their thing, was just meth going through there. Like, Mexican meth.
Right.
I don't know. The president, the national security people were actually talking about it in the news the other day. Homeland security, I guess.
These cops, I've seen, like, probably a half a dozen of them now. They have these news shows about the new cop in whatever city in Mexico is going to clean up the blood. He's all like balls out and this and that, and it's like.
Then he gets shot in his face.
Six days later, he was gunned down in broad daylight, like in the middle of his city that he's the like sheriff of or whatever, you know.
Right.
Because. Yeah. You know, it's a question of power, and it's a question of the money that funds the power, and one, it's uneven. It's not a fair fight.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And, you know, Texas and America in general is really scared about it, and it feeds into the whole immigrant feud and this and that, but...
Well...
We are a large consumer of those drugs, you know, and part of it's our policy.
Oh yeah, we're the consumer. It's
none of it would exist without the biggest market in the world here.
Opium in Afghanistan is grown for the U.S. and Europe.
Right, right, exactly.
I mean, we can say like we're trying to eradicate the poppy fields, and it's
like from us.
Yeah, it's like, why? Because that makes things more expensive for the people who want to buy them in your country.
Yeah, that is, I never thought about that irony, really, that they're harvesting all that opium that they're not really allowed by their religion to use at all.
They don't even, most of them don't even want to use it. They don't even give a shit what it is. It's like if you're harvesting gold and you can't eat gold, you just send it away. It's useless to you.
Right. Well, yeah, we can get really fucked up on poppies. You can't
pump gold. It's pretty insane. You're exactly right. That's true.
I mean, not that I know of. You probably get fucked up in some way, but...
Have you guys seen the YouTube video of the dog that's running in its sleep?
Yes.
Yeah,
barking. It's pretty funny shit. Anakin moves his legs sometimes, but
awfully,
not anything like
awfully
that.
Awfully cute.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we've come to the end of this new reunion back again... Inaugural, re-inaugural, rebirth show.
High five, everybody.
There's a lot of hyphens.
Woo! Sounds good.
All right, so whatever the name of this show is, thanks for joining us for it. We got to figure this name out and do domain and all that stuff like tomorrow.
We shall Christmas.
Just do that, dude.com.
We'll have to see if it records.
Yeah.
When I stopped the call earlier, it said generating files. So I think what you said about OS 10, it like when you were done.